from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, over the weekend, the Milwaukee Brewers get a sweep in St. Louis against the Cardinals. And lots to talk about in this one, including Blake Perkins. I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and say he's a center fielder of the future for the Brewers. I'm not going to sit here and say he's going to win a gold glove. Not going to say any of that stuff. But what this dude's doing, he's what, 27? What this dude is doing, considering he's been a journeyman in the minors forever, and playing like this now is pretty wild.
Been one of the best the last couple years, going at least five innings.
And Nootbaar to center field. Perkins giving it a run, still back. Perkins leaps, he got it! Blake Perkins just saved a three-run homer. Everybody tags and moves up 90 feet, but Perkins skies to take one away.
And Colin Ray was very, very happy that he was able to sky and take one away in that game. But Perkins literally is doing it all right now, man. I mean, he's doing it with his bat. He's doing it with his glove. It really is something. It really is. Because coming into the season, it was Garrett Mitchell, Sal Frelick, Jackson Churio, Joey Weimer, Christian Yelich. Everybody's names was being associated with that outfield, but not Blake Perkins. And then you hear the talk in spring training about how great he is defensively and so forth. And next thing you know, he's getting a chance to play. Why? Because Yelich got hurt. And because Yelich got hurt, he gets forced into action to get to play. Frelick gets forced into playing in the outfield. And Perkins gets to play in center field because you're still waiting on Garrett Mitchell to come back. And that is just really a very cool thing and a very cool story. And there was a great piece. I think, did Todd Rosiak write it? Him or Kurt Hogue, I don't know, one of them. And the Journal Sentinel wrote a piece on Pat Murphy and his thoughts on Blake Perkins. And Murphy is talking about the fact that when he met Perkins, I think it was last year or 2 years ago when he met Perkins, didn't think there was much there to Blake Perkins. Because Perkins is a pretty laid-back dude. Ain't all rah-rah guy, isn't all fired up, nothing like that. Just pretty chill. And Murphy wasn't buying. He's like, well, there's not much there. There's not much there, so whatever. And as Murphy says in the piece on the Journal Sentinel, he was clearly wrong. Clearly wrong in that one. How about this guy here? Not only is Perkins playing well, this dude here looks like he's going to be a perennial all-star at this point and really putting together something nice early on in the year.
18 RBIs on the season. Ground ball towards the middle. It's a base hit. Perkins coming around third, and the Brewers take the lead in the 10th. C&I single. Contreras gets it done.
Got 18 earlier in the third inning. Driving in Perkins. Here he is in the 10th. It's a fastball right down the middle. Shocker, able to catch up to it. This is what he works on every single day in early work, catching up to heat.
He is legitimately a stud at this point. Obviously, it's April. He could slow down hitting and all that stuff. I understand that. But he has done everything defensively, offensively. He's a leader in that clubhouse for these dudes. He has done everything. And you have him at a very cheap price point for the next several years. That trade for William Contreras and essentially only giving him Esteury Ruiz is amazing by how well Contreras is playing. That was a RBI hit to give them a 2-1 lead there in the 10th, and they would go on, obviously, to win that game 2-1. That was a first game of that series of how they won that game. Then you get to game two, and the Brewers end up winning that one 12-5. And again, more fireworks in that one, too.
There's a drive to deep left field. Back Nootbaar staring. That's a good way to get going. A two-run blast for Rhys Hoskins. Slider middle, and Hoskins hits his fourth.
See, and that to me is something else we haven't talked about. Hoskins is hitting 230, 240, somewhere in that area. It's not like Rhys Hoskins is hitting 350. And he's just rolling. And that's part of the reason you're doing so well and why you have a four-game winning streak right now. It's not it at all. He hasn't been rolling. But while he's not going yet, other guys are going. Like Perkins is going, right, at this point. That makes sense. This dude, Pat Murphy said in spring training that this dude here was just scratching the surface of how good he was going to be offensively. And last year left a lot to be desired offensively for this kid. But this year, so far, first month, he's raking.
He's been busting them in nonstop from the first batter of the game.
There goes Terang. Right field, Walker back, and down. We're all tied. Slider down and in, and Terang took it off his shoe tops for a two-run blast.
That made it 4-4 there in that game, in which the Brewers went on to win 12-5. And this is the other thing that we need to talk about, too. Because there's somebody else that's struggling, like Hoskins, but they're continuing to play him. And they're playing him because they gave him a big, big contract in the offseason. They didn't give him a big contract in the offseason. Would he be here? Probably not. Let's just be honest. He'd probably be in AAA right now working on his craft. Instead, they gave him a lot of money, so they're going to play him regardless if he's doing well or not. But he desperately needed this hit right here after Terang hit that homer.
Now Churio tries right field. Walker back again. That's gone! Back to back go the Brewers. Jackson Churio hits number 4.
A huge hit for Jackson Churio. And again, you could see the relief on Churio's face after he hit that shot. He came back to the dugout. You could just see, like, whew, okay, that's a pressure off me. Because, again, he's been struggling. And he's going to figure it out, and he's going to get going. And realistically, if you're the Brewers, you hope that he gets going come July, August, September. As it gets warmer out and it gets later into the year, let Churio be that guy with a monster second half after he makes adjustments to Major League Baseball pitching and help carry this team to a division title before it's all said and done. That's what you want to see happen if you're the Milwaukee Brewers at this point. Now, whether or not we could get to that point or not, we'll have to wait and see. But that's what you're hoping for. So the Brewers win that game 12-5. The Brewers are at a 0-0 game yesterday. And I'm at my kid's baseball practice, so I'm following along.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my phone, as the game is going on, really, really, really hoping they figure out a way to get this win. With runners on here in the seventh inning, Owen Miller, who has not been up a majority of the year, has been kind of down at AAA. As I believe Pat Murphy said, he's been in the cooler since last year. Owen Miller, Wisconsin native, gets a chance to start yesterday and comes up big in the seventh.
Line drive base hit, Owen Miller. That'll score two. The local kid, Owen Miller, delivers for the Brewers. Went back to the sweeper, and Miller, with his first hit of the season, drives in a pair.
Beautiful thing. All those highlights courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin. My thanks to Chicago Charlie for pulling and cutting those highlights. The other part of this, you got McGill back for your bullpen, which is nice. This Hudson kid looks like he's legit. Now, again, it's April. Big, menacing power pitcher that comes in from the bullpen. I like what he has done to this point for the Brewers. He gave you 2 1/3 with 4 strikeouts yesterday. You'll take that every day of the week. Piams with his 3rd save yesterday as well. Ray, after he struggled there early, and Perkins saved that home run, pitched shutout baseball, 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 strikeouts, 3 walks. You gotta feel good, Brewers fans, right? I mean, now you get the Pirates. They've sucked here recently. It's been a while since they've been any good. They got off to a red-hot start early on, first week or so of the season. Oh, boy, the Pirates are in first place. Oh, boy, the Pirates. No, they came crashing back down to earth. And that's going to happen. The Cubs, they're trying to keep pace with you right now, keep pace with the Brewers. They lost again. But this type of momentum is huge for this Brewers team. You ever hear people talk about if it's a really big favorite versus a sizable underdog? If it's baseball, if it's football, basketball, I'm not a huge NHL guy, so maybe it's hockey. Chicago Charlie, are you an NHL guy? I don't think I've ever asked you.
Not a huge NHL guy, personally.
Okay, fine. So we still don't have an NHL guy on the show. That's all right. And all the time we've been on the air, I don't think we've ever had a true NHL guy. Adam Roberts, though, he was an NHL guy. He was an NHL guy. He was a Maple Leafs fan, I believe, or is a Maple Leafs fan. So when you have that underdog, what do they always say? Don't let them hang around. You leave them hang around too long, they're going to start believing they can actually beat you. Don't leave them hang around too long. Knock them out early. And then when you get to the fourth quarter, and if that team's up or right there with it, now they have all the confidence in the world to win the dang thing, right? That's what they were saying last year in that Packer-Cowboys game in the playoffs. They were saying the exact same thing. Dallas better not get too crazy here and let Green Bay think they got a chance at this thing. Not only did Green Bay think they had a chance, they knew they were going to beat them, and they crushed them. That's what I'm saying with this Brewers team. You had a lot of young guys. And the longer they're in first place, and the longer they're believing they're a first place team, and they've got enough to win this thing, they might just go win this division, y'all. It might just happen. They may win this damn division with little payroll compared to what the Cubs have or Cardinals or anybody else.
Yeah, this team is dangerous right now. And like you're saying, this is an extremely young team that still has to get going. Jackson Chourio still has yet to get going. Rhys Hoskins still has room to keep going. It's the first month of the season. What are we going to be seeing from this team? What are we going to be seeing from Jackson Chourio, hopefully 5 months in the future?
That's what I'm saying. Right.
And he can be an all-star level guy at some point, maybe at the end of this season, hopefully.
And the other thing is, you lose Yelich in this little stretch here. Yelich was hot. Yelich was looking like MVP Yelich with that bat. He goes on the IL, and this team goes, we're good. We'll win 4 in a row. Hey, you take your time, Christian, to get back, and we're just going to continue to win baseball games. Now, what I'm looking forward to is you get the Pirates here, and then you come home this weekend, and it's the Yankees. And this Yankees team, like all other Yankees teams, always have some big names in it and so forth. Well, Aaron Judge flat out stinks so far this year. He's hitting under 200. But you got Anthony Rizzo. You got a bunch of names that you're all going to know when you go out to the ballpark to watch the Brewers and the Yankees. There'll be plenty of names in that lineup that you're going to recognize, no question. But what if the Brewers take, say, 3 of 4 here against the Pirates, and you're rolling, 7 of 8 going into that series? Oh, my goodness gracious. I was reading a power rankings today on ESPN's website, and they had the Brewers listed just above the Cubs in the power rankings. And they were saying, the writer of the power rankings was like, hey, you got to give it to the Brewers. Like, they've overcome adversity from spring training till now and still are winning baseball games. Mind you, they have a better winning percentage than the Chicago Cubs do. Then you go down to the next one, and it's the Cubs. And I read that. Well, you got to like the position you're in. Cubs are on pace to win 96 games. Well, they didn't say what the Brewers were on pace to win, but the Cubs, they're in good position. They're in second place. And I started thinking about that. I was like, well, damn, if they're on pace to win 96, Brewers going to be on pace to win right around 100 at this point. Now, is that sustainable? Probably not. I think before the year started, most of us thought 80 to 85 wins. Somewhere around 500 would be a relatively good season for how young they are. Freddie Peralta is your ace. Wade Miley and question marks after that, unless you believed in Ray coming into the season. I wasn't there necessarily. So that was probably kind of what the goal is. It's only the first month, but you look at this, they still need starting pitching. Like I'm well aware they need one or two guys to really work in this rotation for this to work all the way around. But this baseball team right here has every opportunity to be a playoff team this year with as young as they are. Similar to the Packers being young last year, figuring out a way to win. This Brewers team with Pat Murphy, who may be the perfect manager for this squad. Right? I'm not going to call him Grandpa Pat because that's unfair. And we used Grandpa before with Grandpa Maka. So I don't want to use that. We'll use it for Ken Maka years ago. I love Pat Murphy. I love the style that he plays, the small ball style, you call it little league style, whatever you want to call it. I enjoy the style of baseball we're seeing from this Brewers baseball team. It's fun, right? You want to sit down and watch the Brewers game. And what you're going to find out is your kids are going to want to sit down and watch the Brewers game as well because of the style of play that they play. It is exciting. When guys get on base, you're just waiting for somebody to take off running to steal a base. That's what you want to see, right? Doubles. And you get the occasional power, but this lineup is not built around power. This lineup is built around speed. And when you have that, you're always in the game. Churio can hit a roller up third and beat it out for an infield single because he's fast. Terang, same. Mitchell, same. I mean, you've got a bunch of guys whose average is going to be higher than maybe it should be. Sal Frelick, there's another one, where you're just beating out infield, getting infield singles more than other guys because of how fast you are.
Yeah. I'm seeing shades of some of these Atlanta Braves teams that we've seen over the past few years with this team. They had a lot of the same ideas about building their rosters, is building up through that minor league, getting and locking down those young stars early.
Right.
And it's the same style of play, too, that those Braves were initially.
On my phone, as the game is going on, really, really, really hoping they figure out a way to get this win with runners on here in the seventh inning. Owen Miller, who has not been up majority of the year, has been kind of down at AAA. As I believe Pat Murphy said, he's been in the cooler since last year. Owen Miller, Wisconsin native, gets a chance to start yesterday and comes up big in the seventh.
Line drive base hit, Owen Miller. That'll score two. The local kid, Owen Miller, delivers for the Brewers. Went back to the sweeper, and Miller, with his first hit of the season, drives in a pair.
Beautiful thing. All those highlights courtesy of Bally Sports Wisconsin. My thanks to Chicago Charlie for pulling and cutting those highlights. The other part of this, you got McGill back for your bullpen, which is nice. This Hudson kid looks like he's legit. Now, again, it's April. Big, menacing, power pitcher. It comes in from the bullpen. I like what he has done to this point for the Brewers. He gave you two and a third with four strikeouts yesterday. You'll take that every day of the week. Piams with his third save yesterday as well. Ray, after he struggled there early, and Perkins saved that home run. Pitch shutout baseball, five innings, five hits, three strikeouts, three walks. You gotta feel good, Brewers fans, right? I mean, now you get the Pirates. They've sucked here recently. It's been a while since they've been any good. They got off to a red hot start early on, first week or so of the season. Oh boy, the Pirates are in first place. Oh boy, the Pirates. No, they came crashing back down to earth. And that's going to happen. The Cubs, they're trying to keep pace with you right now, keep pace with the Brewers. They lost again. But this type of momentum is huge for this Brewers team. You ever hear people talk about if it's a really big favorite versus, you know, a sizable underdog? If it's baseball, if it's football, basketball, I'm not a huge NHL guy, so maybe it's hockey. Chicago Charlie, are you a NHL guy? I don't think I've ever asked you.
Not a huge NHL guy, personally.
Okay, fine. So we still don't have an NHL guy on the show. That's all right. And all the time we've been on the air, I don't think we've ever had a true NHL guy. Adam Roberts, though, he was an NHL guy. He was an NHL guy. He was a Maple Leafs fan, I believe, or is a Maple Leafs fan. So when you have that underdog, what do they always say? Don't let them hang around. You leave them hanging around too long, they're going to start believing they can actually beat you. Don't leave them hanging around too long. Knock them out early. And then when you get to the fourth quarter, and if that team's up or right there with it, now they have all the confidence in the world to win the dang thing, right? That's what they were saying last year in that Packer-Cowboys game in the playoffs. They were saying the exact same thing. Dallas better not get too crazy here and let Green Bay think they got a chance at this thing. Not only did Green Bay think they had a chance, they knew they were going to beat them, and they crushed them. That's what I'm saying with this Brewers team. You had a lot of young guys. And the longer they're in first place, and the longer they're believing they're a first place team, and they've got enough to win this thing, they might just go win this division, y'all. It might just happen. They may win this damn division with little payroll compared to what the Cubs have or Cardinals or anybody else.
Yeah, this team is dangerous right now. And like you're saying, this is an extremely young team that still has to get going. Jackson Chourio still has yet to get going. Rhys Hoskins still has room to keep going. It's the first month of the season. What are we going to be seeing from this team? What are we going to be seeing from Jackson Chourio, hopefully 5 months in the future?
That's what I'm saying. Right.
And he can be an all-star level guy at some point, maybe at the end of this season, hopefully.
The other thing is, you lose Yelich in this little stretch here. Yelich was hot. Yelich was looking like MVP Yelich with that bat. He goes on the IL, and this team goes, we're good. We'll win four in a row. Hey, you take your time, Christian, to get back, and we'll just continue to win baseball games. Now, what I'm looking forward to is you get the Pirates here, and then you come home this weekend, and it's the Yankees. And this Yankees team, like all other Yankees teams, always have some big names in it and so forth. Well, Aaron Judge flat out stinks so far this year. He's hitting under 200. But you got Anthony Rizzo. You got a bunch of names that you're all going to know when you go out to the ballpark to watch the Brewers and the Yankees. There'll be plenty of names in that lineup that you're going to recognize, no question. But what if the Brewers take, say, 3 of 4 here against the Pirates, and you're rolling, 7 of 8 going into that series? Oh, my goodness gracious. I was reading a power rankings today on ESPN's website, and they had the Brewers listed just above the Cubs in the power rankings. And they were saying, the writer of the power rankings was like, hey, you got to give it to the Brewers. Like, they've overcome adversity from spring training till now and still are winning baseball games. Mind you, they have a better winning percentage than the Chicago Cubs do. Then you go down to the next one, and it's the Cubs. And I read that. Well, you got to like the position you're in. Cubs are on pace to win 96 games. Well, they didn't say what the Brewers were on pace to win, but the Cubs, they're in good position. They're in second place. And I started thinking about that. I was like, well, damn, if they're on pace to win 96, Brewers are going to be on pace to win right around 100 at this point. Now, is that sustainable? Probably not. I think before the year started, most of us thought 80 to 85 wins, somewhere around 500, would be a relatively good season for how young they are. Freddie Peralta is your ace, Wade Miley, and question marks after that, unless you believed in Ray coming into the season. I wasn't there necessarily. So that was probably kind of what the goal is. It's only the first month, but you look at this, they still need starting pitching. Like, I'm well aware they need one or two guys to really work in this rotation for this to work all the way around, but this baseball team right here has every opportunity to be a playoff team this year with as young as they are. Similar to the Packers being young last year, figuring out a way to win, this Brewers team with Pat Murphy, who may be the perfect manager for this squad. Right? I'm not going to call him Grandpa Pat because that's unfair. And we used Grandpa before with Grandpa Maka. So I don't want to use that one. We used it for Ken Maka years ago. I love Pat Murphy. I love the style that he plays, the small ball style. You call it little league style, whatever you want to call it. I enjoy the style of baseball we're seeing from this Brewers baseball team. It's fun, right? You want to sit down and watch the Brewers game. And what you're going to find out is your kids are going to want to sit down and watch the Brewers game as well because of the style of play that they play. It is exciting. When guys get on base, you're just waiting for somebody to take off running to steal a base. That's what you want to see, right? Doubles. And you get the occasional power, but this lineup is not built around power. This lineup is built around speed. And when you have that, you're always in the game. Chourio can hit a roller up third and beat it out for an infield single because he's fast. Terang, same. Mitchell, same. I mean, you've got a bunch of guys whose average is going to be higher than maybe it should be. Sal Frelick, there's another one, where you're just beating out infield, getting infield singles more than other guys because of how fast you are.
Yeah. I'm seeing shades of some of these Atlanta Braves teams that we've seen over the past few years with this team. They had a lot of the same ideas about building their rosters, is building up through that minor league, getting and locking down those young stars early.
Right.
And it's the same style of play, too, that those Braves were initially playing, was a lot of speed, get around the bases, maybe not a lot of home runs, but you can add on to that with trades, with free agency signings, when you have the money, since you're not paying guys early. You're doing small team-friendly contracts that are keeping guys in the organization. I think that's a great way to do it. That Braves team won a World Series. I think it's a great model to follow.
You have to build through your farm system in baseball when you're a small market team like the Brewers. You know, David Stearns goes to the Mets. He can spend a boatload of money. Now he doesn't necessarily have to worry about the farm system as much. But when you're in Tampa Bay, where Matt Arnold came from, the current Brewers GM, they have to build through the farm system. They don't have the money. When you're the Brewers, you have to build through the farm system. I just heard an interview with Tom Flanagan from the Brewers front office, helps to run the farm system for the Brewers and so forth. And he was being interviewed by the play-by-play guy from the Biloxi Shuckers, the double-A team for the Brewers. And it's like a 4 or 5 minute interview. I saw it on Twitter over the weekend. And I listened to it. They're talking like they've got 3 legit starting pitchers down at double-A. We know about Mizorowski, but apparently there's 2 other guys down there that are pitching really well, too. So you've got 3 legit pitchers at double-A that are coming, you know, and if 2 of those or whatever can get up to triple-A by the end of the year, maybe by the time you get to All-Star break next year, 1 or 2 of those guys may end up in your bullpen down the stretch, and then in the following year, they're in your rotation. That would be huge for this Brewers team. And think of this, you get Woodruff back next year, or at least that's the expectation. Woodruff comes back into this rotation next year to go with Peralta and whatever else you develop. And because you don't have to pay these guys a lot of money, the Mitchells, the Freelichs, and all that, you might have some money to go out and get a starting pitcher or rent a starting pitcher for next year. If you make a trade this year for a guy that has 1.5 years left on his contract, like they did with Greinke all those years later, you can go do that right now. And Mark maybe signs off on it and says, yeah, that's fine. He's making $20 million a year, $25 million a year. That's fine. We'll pay him next year. But we're not paying him after next year. But we can pay him for 1.5 years. But after that, you know, we're going to have to move on. Lots of exciting things with the Brewers. And I know they don't get talked a lot about on Sports Talk Radio in this market. It's unfortunate. But I want to make sure we touch on them every day as much as possible. And tomorrow, Tuesdays with Tim Dillard, 2:40 every Tuesday. Tim Dillard, Brewers analyst with Bally Sports Wisconsin, will join us to make that appointment. Listening brought to you by Fourth Base Restaurant.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.